little bit help.
Okay. Excuse me. Let me turn that down. I've been kind of interested in hearing what's been going on. So that's kind of it. I saw him just on, it's, you know, well, it's a look like this, a quick look like
right.
that.
Let me back up and get your name. And
my name is...
And you live here with your husband?
Uh-huh, and two children. Two teenagers.
And were they here at the time? Were they?
Well, it all depends. They left. It's important because they go up to school in Thousand Oaks and they have to be there at 8 o'clock. So you have to leave 20 minutes to get up there. And I said to the girls, if you leave right this second, you're going to be 2 minutes late. So it probably was between 22 and quarter to 8. O'clock this morning.
They leave out the Arletta Gate.
They leave out the Arletta Gate. So my husband took them, like he always does, and went out the Arletta Gate.
And would he have turned right?
No, he goes up Newberry Park, okay. So he turned left.
And he didn't see anything?
You know, I don't think so, because like I said, I met him at his office. He's got the dental office in Mission Oaks.
He took the girls to school?
He took the girls up to Newberry Park.
Oh, okay.
Academy, right, up off of Wendy.
Right.
And then... But I beat him to his office.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know. Sometimes he stops at Harbor Freight or whatever. So I got to his office. And so I left. I left after, because I hadn't showered, and I thought I got to quick get into his office before his patients come and get out of there. That's how I noticed time. Otherwise, you couldn't ask me what time it is now. So as I left, Elaine was walking back. Elaine is the one who has a house like ours near the mailboxes. And I waved at her and went on out the gate. And that's when I saw the officer. You know, like if this is the front of his car, because his car was facing Santa Rosa Road.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just like, but like I said, it's just a quick look. You know, he was like this. And the thing I noticed is whatever his uniform is, for some reason, I thought, oh, must be a heart attack or something. I couldn't tell you his age. I couldn't tell you if he was heavy set.
Okay, and you said he wasn't sitting. He was leaning up against his patrol car?
Oh. You know, about that time, when you go on to Arletta, you're more worried about how far the car is coming ahead of you than here. And I was kind of looking at the car to see what neighbor he had pulled over, you know, more or less than just a quick glance that I know he was in an upright position, and something drew my attention here. That's probably the most I could say.
So you were westbound on Santa Rosa?
I'm going down to Mission Oaks. Yeah, I'm going that direction on Santa Rosa. And it had to be after 5 after 8, but before 8:15-ish. And then I went to my husband's office for just a few minutes, dropped some stuff off, came back up. Now, as I went down Santa Rosa Road, there was a police car. It kind of caught my eye because it was like a pickup truck. You don't see too many police cars mm-hmm. that look like pickup trucks attached. So he was already en route coming down Santa Rosa Road. He was between the Brittany and Upland.
He had red lights on and everything.
And at some point, he was coming up the road before I got to my husband's office in Mission Oaks. He was between Arletta and... Even before the nursery, even before the water company, he was en route. I thought maybe, again, you think maybe a heart attack or something.
So he was holding his left side?
Well, if that's important, then I wouldn't say yes. But again, I'm in the looking while you're assessing all your other things, I was thinking heart attack or something. And
did you see any other cars?
There.
You mentioned that were his lights on, his emergency lights?
The police carman's car? If so, I didn't notice.
Okay. Did you see a car in front of his car?
I don't think so.
I have my husband's car, which is a bigger car. We've now switched cars. And I remember when I came out the gate, a lot of times we go out through Brittany because you can turn left. But when I came out through Arletta, usually have a long time you have to wait. But what was weird was that I had a car there, and I thought, I'm not even having to stop today. I mean, other than stop and to start right out again. So again, I thought, well, that car is far enough behind, because sometimes you don't want to inconvenience a car behind you, so you try to speed up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but by that time that you're assessing this car and this car, you just, really, it's no more than a glance over there. No more than a glance, you know. Because then you're already wondering if there's a school bus ahead of you or something. Mm-hmm.
And you say a husband and two daughters left.
I know they left between, that is a given. I know they left between 20 to 8 and quarter to 8. That is for sure. Out the Arletta gate. Well, now wait, because my husband a lot of times will go outside the Brittany gate because that's got a turn lane. Because sometimes they sit out there for so long to turn left. Let me ask him. I can call him on his cell phone. He may have gone out through Brittany. Most of the time he does go.
So he left what time?
Between 20 till and 15 till.
Well, that's interesting. That's true. I never thought about that.
Your husband's name?
Hi, Steve. I'm glad I'm catching you. There are some people here checking on from this morning. When you went out with the girls, did you go out the Arletta gate or Brittany? Brittany.
Did you say anything?
And what time did you go out of the Brittany gate?
We went out at 7:45 because he was upset because he didn't have enough time to get him to school.
I said that you left here before.
The traffic was backed up in both directions.
Yes. Did you see a police car or anything at that exit when you left?
No. He would have noticed.
Did he see anything out of the ordinary?
Did you see anything out of the ordinary? The detectives want to know. Oh, right. Is that the house, when you come in, Brittany, the house like ours is the first one. The second house where they're doing the add-on in the swimming pool? There was a lady there that works for the house, I think, if she was a housekeeper. She was bringing a trash can out at that time. And she was going back to get the other one. He had somebody let him in right away. What, into the gate? What do you mean, let you in? Oh, somebody let you get onto Santa Rosa Road. You mean somebody broke the traffic pattern so you could get out onto Santa Rosa Road, yeah. He got into the center island. Somebody let him in behind him, so. He didn't stay around, but that lady taking the trash off might know. That gives a time frame for that lady taking the trash off, second from the gate. It was 7:45, yeah. Okay. The clock on the van dashboard is usually 2 minutes fast. But that's what I said. I thought you left about 19 minutes to 8. So that's about right. That would put you over there if you said it was 7:45. Okay, that's important. And you didn't see, when you went out through the gate opened by itself, is that correct? The Brittany Park gate opened by itself, and you didn't have to stop for a police car or any car or anything. So once, no other car there. So as the gate opened, you were free to stop at the stop sign and turn right into the turn lane, is that correct? You didn't turn left. You didn't have to wait for anybody else.
Okay, the car that saw you coming out stopped for you, what's that?
Oh, you mean the car on Santa Rosa Road that stopped for you?
Right.
Okay. He was going, okay. He let you in. Okay. That probably gives him a timeline, so. Okay, anything else for him?
Perfect.
Are you with the patient? Okay. Okay, call me back. Okay, bye.
The second house from the corner, from the gate on...
On Brittany.
On Brittany, from Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on Brittany.
On Brittany.
He took Brittany, not Arletta.
Right, which he usually does. Good thing we ended up talking. I always take Arletta. He, with the girls, every morning takes... See, on Arletta, you don't have a left turn lane to pull into. Mm-hmm. On Brittany, you do. Well, I'm never in as much of a hurry, so I don't... I just wait for the traffic.
Your daughter's names?
My daughter's name... Stacy has a driver's permit, so she's probably aware of traffic.
Stephanie's 15?
15.
Thank you.
Well, that's not much, but I'm sure in all your pieces.
Sorry.
You know, I walk every day, and I know you can't say anything, but I'm sure interested in hearing how they're doing. So.
Well, we can tell you what's...
It said they were pistol whipped or something. That's what the police reporters are saying, but are they going to be okay?
I haven't heard any
updates. Oh, okay, that's all that I worry about is the...
Yeah.
I know there's kids back there. Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Small pieces, huh?
Yeah.
Do you need our phone number or anything, or?
Oh, I didn't get the phone number today. Did I?
Well, it doesn't matter.
I'll write it down. Thanks for reminding me.
You want the cellar, the home phone?
Which is the easiest to get?
Oh, either or.
Great. Thank you very much.
They think there was only one, huh?
Yeah, there's only one.
Still doing home sharing.